Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 74 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana this morning at 8:50. Time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices across the Midwest today are called steady to as much as $1 per hundredweight lower on slow buying demand and interest for deliveries for the balance of the week. Terminals are called steady to lower with top prices from $52 to $59. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $52. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, July 29th, negotiated swine purchases were 10,941. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $72.25 to $80. The weighted average, $77.93. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $53.66 to $64.41, the weighted average $61.57. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $16,123. The base price range was $73 to $82.10, the weighted average $80 even. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $54.02 to $64, and the weighted average was $61.94. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Over the last 24 hours, more rain fell in parts of the Midwest Corn Belt, Missouri, especially the northern half of Missouri, getting it again. And the heaviest rains occurred from just south of Kansas City to near Quincy, Illinois. And, of course, the eastern part of that swath, that crosses an area that got hit a couple times over the past week on storms that went from northwest to southeast across Missouri. So parts of northeastern and east central Missouri very soaked over the last week, and some of the rains came down quite hard just south of Kansas City on over toward an area north of Columbia, between Columbia and Kirksville. So parts of Missouri soaked right now. Southern half of Missouri, nothing so far in most places. In Illinois, rain fell just about in all of northern and central areas, although near the Wisconsin border, some areas missed. And the northern two tiers of counties of Illinois not getting much rain. In the Champaign-Urbana area, we had 42 hundredths of an inch here at WILL, but 95 hundredths of an inch reported in by a listener near Kirby Road and Staley Road on the west side of Champaign. So variable amounts, as is often the case with thunderstorms. The storms packed a bigger punch to our west, moving across central Illinois last night. The winds really started to blow with the storms coming through Champaign-Urbana, but that was about the eastern extent of the damaging winds. A lot of power lines and tree limbs down across central Illinois last evening. The heaviest rain in Illinois has occurred in two places. One is near Quincy out in west central Illinois, and radar estimates put 2 to 3, in some cases 4 inches of rain down there. The other area where it's still raining includes portions of Macoupin and Montgomery counties on over into southern Shelby, but even more rain south of there into Fayette and Effingham counties. So around the Effingham area, about at least 2 to 4 inches, and the radar estimates see that there could, or suggest there might be a few places that got more than 4 inches. We'll get the official totals in later today. The heavier rains also occurred from southern Coles County across Cumberland and Clark and Jasper and Crawford and down even into Richland and Lawrence counties and Clay County, northern Clay County too. So some heavy rain there, and some of that's pushed into neighboring counties in Indiana, specifically Knox and Sullivan and parts of Ego County getting several inches of rain. But there was then a rapid drop off in the amount of rainfall as you go farther east in Indiana, and much of southern and eastern Indiana getting little to nothing. Southern Illinois so far, nothing on the rainfall. So that's a look at what has come through, what is coming up. More scattered showers and thunderstorms today, primarily for the areas hit hard by the rain overnight on southward. That's where most of the rain is going to fall today across the two-state area. The rain is generally falling along and south of I-72 right now, with the heaviest rain in Illinois between St. Louis and Effingham. And there's also another cluster of storms now just to the north and northwest of Louisville, Kentucky. More still out in west central Missouri. You get north of I-80 and it's cleared out, and dry weather will be up in the upper Midwest today. Now tonight into tomorrow, we'll see this one area of rain shift southward, and then we'll see some other scattered showers and thunderstorms develop farther north. And there'll be a bit of a backdoor cold front coming in tomorrow from the northeastern Great Lakes, and that could trigger a few spotty showers and thunderstorms. And we could have the same thing on Friday afternoon and evening as warmer air starts to approach from the southwest. So we're looking at a chance of showers and thunderstorms all the way from Minnesota into Illinois, but they'll be on a scattered basis. And this is going to be ahead of hotter air that will come in over the weekend. A hot dome of air is going to set up over the Midwest Corn Belt and keep things hot and dry for a few days. Right now it appears that Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is the prime time. It looks like the onset and the departure of this are being delayed a little bit compared to previous model runs. But we do look at a few days where the temperature will probably, across Illinois and Indiana, get into the middle 90s. There could be some upper 90s to around 100 in drier areas of Missouri, the southern half of Missouri, and far southern Illinois and portions of Kentucky. I don't think we're going to have damaging heat across the Midwest, the heart of the Midwest Corn Belt, as I don't think this is going to last too long, and we're going to get back into more seasonable temperature readings later next week. That's what it looks like at the moment, as that ridge will break down a little bit, and that will also open the chance for more showers and thunderstorms. So as we look ahead for the next week, it appears that we'll have hotter weather. We'll have some dry pockets form, but on the other hand, I don't see any major problems from this at this time. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 825 unchanged. Last trade down 6.5. December, 849 down 3/4. Last trade down 7 3/4. September wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 794.5, up 2.5. Last trade down 6. December, 820, up 3.5. Last trade down 5.5. September corn opened at 598.5, up 4.5. Last trade up 3/4. December, 617 3/4, up 4.25. Last trade up 0.5. March, 637.5, up 4. Last trade up 2.25. August beans opened at 1386.5, up 2.25. Last trade up 1.25. September, 1395.25, up 9. Last trade down 1/4. November, 1396, up 5. Last trade down 1/4. August soybean meal opened at 380, up 350. Last trade up 120. August soybean oil opened at 58, up 17. Last trade up 3. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave.
If you are a technician, you had to like yesterday's reversal up in the corn market with a little bit of a follow-through overnight.
We do like it. We're thinking if we can hold this $6 number in Dease corn for a good portion of the week, or hopefully for the rest of the week, Dave, we're hoping that maybe we've set a short-term low and we've got some support on the Dease around 580. But, you know, the weather that appears to not be threatening this crop right now also probably sets up that 620, 625 as resistance. So don't be surprised to see kind of a range-bound type of activity where we float around $6 and not see more than 15 or 20 cents either way until we get to the August supply and demand report.
And soybeans are trading a fair as well?
Just a wider range. We're going to have a tough time, even if we do try to rally, we're going to have a tough time getting through 14.25 on November with 14.50 being our resistance area to the top side and around the 13.50 area to the bottom side. Again, the technicians, I think, are starting to say we're finding some guidance here after a couple weeks of unfortunately, that free fall. Now, it's interesting on the fundamental side, talking to our guys in Chicago after the release or the lack of release of CRP acres, Dave, and the announcement yesterday from the government. they're wondering, and so are we here in the office, if that's not a prelude to the government feeling comfortable that the American farmer has gotten through the weather problems of April, May, June, and they're going to show us some bigger production numbers in the August supply and demand, and maybe help ease these inflationary concerns through a supply and demand report instead of doing some CRP movement, because obviously they hadn't done all of the right things to even get those released. So don't be surprised if we stay range-bound till the supply and demand report, maybe slip back between the August S&D and Labor Day, and then, hey, these last two Septembers have been when the funds have started to buy, so, you know, don't be shocked at that either.
All right, then. Get the calls very quickly this morning.
That's
please.
What they're saying. Get some calls, certainly in the corn market. Well, I would say both, corn and soybeans by Labor Day.
All right, Ed. Thanks very much.
Hey, you bet, Dave. Thanks.
Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Someone from that office joins us every Wednesday morning on the pre-opening market report. You're listening to 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.